Here's what we know. It is dangerously cold for millions of people in the Midwest. The Washington Post is reporting that by the end of the week, more than 87 million people will experience temps at or below zero and wind chills far colder. We're getting briefed on the polar vortex on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And by the way, WPR has compiled a resource for weather-related information. It's at wpr.org/weather. You can find lots of tips on how to get through this week's deep freeze as well. The polar vortex is that mass of frigid air that usually circulates in the Arctic. What questions do you have about it? Do you remember experiencing temps this low in the past? What do you do to stay safe and warm? Do you have a plan for keeping yourself, your animals, and your car safe in these crippling conditions? What resources can you share? We're at 800-642-1234. Go ahead and email ideas at WPR.org. Chad Franzen is a meteorologist and web director for WSAW-TV, Channel 7 in Wausau. Chad, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing well. We made it. Didn't have to walk too far, though. So how cold is it now around Wisconsin? Where are we headed down to today?
Alrighty, the wind chills right now are obviously the bigger issue, but we still have dangerous temperatures starting out. Most locations in the state of Wisconsin, anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero. That's the air temperature. Then when you factor in the wind, we have wind chills starting out anywhere from 45 to 55 degrees below zero. Looks like just a quick reach around the state. Wautoma's got the coldest wind chill at 56 degrees below zero. And there are a handful of locations across the state that could end up seeing their coldest wind chills set on record. And that would be places like Wausau, Madison, and possibly Eau Claire could see their coldest wind chills recorded ever yet this morning because of the cold. So that is a I wouldn't say a record cold snap, but we're certainly looking at some dangerously cold wind chills, obviously, that only start with us this morning. And for the better part of the next about 36 to 48 hours, will be with us going into Friday morning.
So are these temperatures still dropping or are they holding steady? And is this forecast pretty much on track as what we've been hearing?
Well, right now, temperatures will probably drop a few more degrees in areas that do not have a cloud cover to it. We have some clouds that have moved into the northern half of the area, so that will help prevent temperatures from slipping much more, another degree or two. Where you get a little farther south, where you're going to start off with those clear skies, that's places like La Crosse, Platteville, Madison, and they're starting out around 25, 26 degrees below zero. We may slip back to yet to about 28 or 29 below before we start warming up for the day. And this is one of the few times I've ever seen where there's a wind chill warning in effect for the entire state of Wisconsin. And then it encompasses basically almost all of North and South Dakota, all the way eastward into Pennsylvania and New York, the state of New York that has a wind chill warning with it. And those wind chill warnings, there's more region specific, but for most of the areas, wind chill warnings meaning wind chills as cold as 50 below. And that would even be during the daytime. So very dangerous weather moving in across the upper Midwest.
We've been hearing a lot about this polar vortex. You know, that's suddenly a curse word. It's a very dangerous word. Where is this air mass? How is this air mass coming over the continental U.S.? Because it's supposed to stay in the Arctic.
Well, what happens is the polar vortex is nothing new. It's always up in the Arctic Circle, and you get different lobes of it. And they kind of look like finger appendages coming down from the Arctic Circle. And in conjunction with some Rossby waves, most of the time, this time of the year, there's anywhere from 3 to 5 of these lobes, so to speak. They kind of encompass the northern half of the hemisphere. For us, what has happened is that we have not only a lobe that's kind of rotated over into northern Canada, but part of this has broken off. And the bad news about that is when something breaks off like that and it's outside of the influence of the jet stream, which is the winds that control the currents across the country and the nation, then these patterns have a tendency to stay for an extended period of time. For us, it looks like it's the better part of a week, and we'll get a little reprieve from the bitterly cold weather going into this weekend, and then we'll return to some more cold weather right after that. But nothing quite as cold as what we see right now. And for most areas, this is the coldest weather we have seen since the end of February from 2014. And that season, 2013-2014, was a very cold season across a good portion of the upper Midwest.
We're talking with Chad Franz, and he's a meteorologist with WSAW in Wausau, talking about the polar vortex, the extreme cold, and how this weather system works. Do you remember experiencing temperatures this low in the past? How do you stay warm and safe? Do you have any advice about keeping yourself and your animals prepared for these historic conditions? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Dan now, joining us from Drummond. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Well, I'm keeping warm, but my own story, back in the 70s, I had to take care of a landfill in Mellon, and it was so cold that morning that I had to have my father take me to work. Well, they had an unofficial 52 below. Got up to a balmy 25 below, but they said with the wind chill factor was 110 below.
Oh, my goodness. So that was in the 1970s, Dan?
Yep. Now, there was another time. In the Twin Cities, when I think it was in February, I don't remember the year, but they said it was because they didn't have any snow, they had over 50 blocks of water and sewer freeze up.
Mm. Yeah, so lots of infrastructure issues as well that play into this. Dan, thanks for the call. Chad, you know, Dan's reaching back to the 1970s for a comparison. When you go back decades, what are some parallels?
Well, the first thing I would remind a lot of people is the wind chill chart for how things were calculated back then has changed as of 2001. Through the process from the 40s through the basically 2001, the wind chill chart and equation eventually was conceived originally by using a plastic water bottle back in the late 30s into an instrument that sat on the top of an anemometer that was 33 feet in the sky. So what happens is right up until they changed the chart, the National Weather Service, they were in effect giving you a wind chill number for someone that would be about 33 feet tall, which obviously wasn't very realistic. The wind chill was changed to a more of a 6 foot tall situation because of how a normal human being would have that effect. What happened is that you get a little higher in the sky, you get away from the frictional forces of the Earth's surface. So the wind chills that were seen back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, where you got that minus 70 to minus 100 degree wind chill, is a very hard thing to get these days. And so that's really what has happened as far as not seeing those things as dangerously cold. That doesn't mean that it's colder then versus now. It's just you're measuring things in a different perspective. And giving you that perspective, if you had a 100 degree below minus 100 wind chill, you would need an air temperature today of minus 45 and a wind gust of 60 miles per hour to get a wind chill of 100 below. So the Weather Service chart change actually kept things a little more realistic. But you're splitting hairs, 50 degrees below zero or 100 degrees below zero. The wind chill is dangerous, not only for yourselves, but for animals and livestock. And that's another thing to be aware of as we head into the next couple of days.
Well, you talk about animals and livestock, so how are we, first of all, livestock? There's a lot of livestock around this state. How are farmers keeping them alive and okay in these conditions?
You know, some farmers are better equipped than others to be able to get them into a structure such as a barn and be able to try to heat that. And it's one thing that this time of year, there's a lot of movement on the back end from the personnel and people working these farms to keep them active and mobile, and then also trying to find ways to keep them warm. And again, some farms are better suited than others, and it's a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time for human beings, pets, livestock, and anything else that has to be out here in this next 36 to 48 hours, where not only air temperatures below zero and wind chills, for almost every location in the state of Wisconsin, the wind chill will not get above zero till at least Friday afternoon. That's at least, and that's what's led to quite a few schools being canceled again for the northern two-thirds of Wisconsin, and quite a few are already canceled for Thursday, not only because of the dangerous cold, but then you also have the fact that diesel, which powers a lot of the school buses, really doesn't react well to this unless there's a lot of treatment and a lot of care and maintenance put into those buses.
It seems like eons ago, but a winter storm warning was in effect Sunday into Monday this week due to the snow. How much snow did we get throughout the state?
Well, you know, depending on where you're at in the northern side of this, in the northern part of Wisconsin, stayed in the cold sector of the storm system, meaning it was in the cold, dry area. So you have places up in the Northwoods, Eagle River, Rhinelander, back through the Butternut, and even Drummond, as our last caller mentioned, picked up only a couple of inches from the storm system itself. Then you go farther south and you got into the active storm track where the storm actually moved through. Places like the La Crosse eastward, east southeastward toward Milwaukee, you had a good portion of that area, anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. And a few locations, Ozaukee County, got closer to 12 inches by the time it wound down late Monday night.
We're talking about this deadly deep freeze gripping Wisconsin and the Midwest with WSAW meteorologist Chad Franzen in Wausau. You have a line, 800-642-1234. What is on your mind with these once-in-a-generation lows? How cold will it be in your area of the state? How much snow did your community see? And what challenges have come up for you from these weather events? The number is 800-642-1234. WPR's compiled a resource for weather-related information. It's at wpr.org/weather. Find lots of tips on how to get through this week's deep freeze as well. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking polar vortex on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The death toll from this extreme cold now stands at 3 after a Milwaukee man was found frozen in his garage yesterday morning. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says the man may have collapsed while shoveling snow. There has been a weather-related death in Rochester, Minnesota, and another in Illinois. How are you staying safe? How are you helping others stay safe in this? How about animals and livestock? Share your situation at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about the polar vortex? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Chad Franzen stays with us. He's a meteorologist at WSAW in Wausau. Chad, President Trump tweeted about the extreme weather in the Midwest, saying, what's going with global warming? How do meteorologists like yourself, when you look at these weather events, may or may not be connected to climate change?
Well, the thing is that you get when we get weather events like this, and again, we haven't really set any records just yet. This is basically a typical weather pattern that we see this time of year. In years past, we've had somewhat of a January thaw, and we kind of had that for the most part. If you look back to a good portion of January, most of the state did not have any snowpack. Temperatures were seasonable, if not above normal. And then we got hit with the Arctic cold front, and now we're looking at the very cold weather and bitterly cold weather to continue for the better part of a week. And for the most part, we get patterns like this. You think back to 13 and 14, you think back to the 90s, and even some cold snaps in the 80s. And, you know, those are those things that happen this time of year. It's a question of how long it's going to last and if we end up setting a big string of records. So, climate change is one of those things that is always a buzzword. And it will be dependent upon which meteorologist and especially what climatologist you talk to as whether they will attribute these events to exactly climate change. And then if so, is it 100% man-made climate change or is it a natural warming of the earth that is happening? So those are things that there's a lot of buzz and a lot of talk about it. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about a place, the earth that's been out there for millions of years, basing it off of such a small climate period of record, it'll be one of those things that well after all of us are gone, that they'll be able to look back and say, yes, this was or was not happening, and here are the reasons. So those are, again, it's a buzzword. But when you talk about climate change, the first thing you talk about is climate, the word climate. That doesn't mean today. That doesn't mean yesterday. That means a period of record. And for most areas, we have about 100 years of period of record. And the Earth, again, has been out there for millions of years. So it'll be one of those things that will be decided well after we're all gone, unfortunately.
We heard from Michael from Clifton, who called in to say he's a mail carrier and he's been one for 26 years. And this is the first time in his career the post office has been closed in several different states because of the weather. He was out and about in 2014, he says, during the last polar vortex. And he is grateful that he doesn't have to be out today. He is on his way to work now, but it's indoors.
Good for him. And that was the thing, the post office closed most locations and realizing how dangerously cold it is. And then you have a lot of the other services such as, garbage pickup. Anybody that has to work outdoors pretty much hopefully has the day off. If you don't, that's the big thing. If you don't have a chance to stay indoors for the better part of the day and you must go outside, you've got to limit your exposure. Do not be out there any more than 5 to 10 minutes at the most, as frostbite can occur in as little as 10 to 15 minutes, depending on where you're at, where your wind chills sit. So just a case in point, right now we're close to 50 degree below zero wind chill. You could get frostbite and exposed skin in less than 5 minutes. And again, limit yourself and your time outdoors, not only yourselves, but your pets, and try to keep help and keep a check on the elderly as well. We've had actually some power outages earlier this morning in central Wisconsin. And obviously that gets into a dangerous situation when you have a power outage for an extended period of time in this kind of bitter cold.
Some National Weather Service representatives have warned against taking deep breaths and taking more breaths than necessary. How dangerous can these cold temperatures be to our health and our respiratory system?
Well, and that's just it. They're reminding people that if you take deep breaths in this kind of cold, you have kind of that instant freeze contact. And remember, when you breathe in air, you're bringing in water vapor with it. So what is happening is when you suck in a bunch of air into your lungs and that water vapor is super cold, it'll be a little painful. And so that's why they're reminding people just to breathe normal and, allow yourself a little extra time to get from point A to point B. And it's one of those things, not only you're talking about the issues with cold and some discomfort in the lungs, you're also talking about extremely dry weather, and that's where house humidities will drop to 20 to 30% without the help of a humidifier. It'll help you be a little more comfortable at home at a lower temperature. If your humidity value could be closer to that 40 to 50 percentile range, you've got exposed skin. A lot of people do not wear masks when they're out in this kind of cold, so you have lips that dry out very quickly. You can get wind chapped on your cheeks very easily. And make sure you do have plenty of ways to keep your skin moisturized, because dry and cold are dangerous combinations to that first few layers of skin.
Well, how should we be dressing, for this weather? What are the most important things to consider before going outside? What should we put on?
Well, the first thing is, if you can stay indoors the better part of today, obviously it behooves you to do so. But a lot of people still are going to get out and about, and a lot of people work at jobs where they're working indoors and really don't have the benefit of having the day off. And that's not saying here or there, but a lot of people will head out today, and hopefully the commute starts small. But for the most part, they always say dress in layers. A nice sweatshirt or a hoodie underneath, a nice thick jacket will be a good start. You got two different layers of protection just to start with there, in addition to a shirt, maybe an undershirt. Socks are another thing. Feet get cold very quickly. They also do not warm up very quickly. So you definitely want to wear a couple pairs of socks, especially if you're going to be outdoors anymore in a few minutes. And then, of course, the gloves, the hats, and the mittens will keep you warmer, especially mittens will be a little warmer for you. And if you have one of those masks that you wear, like such as snowmobiling, sledding, if you can wear one of those, that will help knock down some of the wind chill effect. Keep in mind, the thicker your hat, the better off you are. Your body's thermostat is basically your head. So you want to keep your head as warm as possible. And then the extremities, your fingers and toes, would be the next.
And if you think you have frostbite, what actions should you take?
Slow warming is the biggest key there. If you think you have frostbite, you should be in a slow warming. You don't want to go stick your frozen fingers under hot water. You want to slowly warm that skin to prevent any further damage. If at any point your hands and especially your fingers and toes get to that point where you're saying, I can't feel them anymore and it's starting to get painful, that's your body's sign saying, get indoors and warm up. There should be no one in really a sprint today to be outside for an extended period of time. Not only today, tonight we're talking 25 to 30 degrees air temperature wise below zero again tonight. And then tomorrow we'll get a little closer to zero for highs, but the better improvement will come this weekend. And conveniently this weekend with the warm up, we get back into a more active storm track. And we'll be talking about some light rain showers in the southern part of the area and a better chance for some snow to return to the northern two-thirds of Wisconsin Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, look at that swing in the weather from where we are now. We're going to be looking at rain showers and perhaps 40 degrees. What in the world?
Yeah, you know, the temperature swing will be end up being anywhere from a 60 to 80 degree swing between the coldest lows now and the warmest high temperatures on Sunday. That's an 80 degree swing in the temperatures. Then we get back into some kind of wintry forms of precipitation initially. When you have warmer air move in like that, you have a tendency to get a little bit of freezing drizzle as that warm air mass moves back over Wisconsin. So we will get some worse road conditions at times. Late Saturday night, the southern part of the state of Wisconsin, and then more so Sunday night into Monday. So with the warmer weather will come some sloppier road conditions. But I think at that point, a lot of people will be very interested in getting out of the deep freeze that we have been in for the better part of 72 hours.
Chad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Everybody stay warm. Be safe out there.
Chad Franzen is a meteorologist and web director for WSAW-TV Channel 7 in Wausau. And WPR has compiled a resource for weather-related information. It is at wpr.org/weather. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.